Three stories coming your way here. That's what we do on It Happened in Florida. Woody and I will share these stories real quick. Just so you know, they're all true. We're not making things up or something. These are ripped out of the headlines, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world. And one of them took place in Florida. Why do we celebrate that? Well, come on. Florida just consistently are cranking out these stories. So we're tipping the cap to Florida. Like what you're doing. Like the cut of your jib. Don't change anything, Florida. If you can spot the Florida story first, you win. 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
Story number one is about a contentious debate on a city council. You know, you ever been to one of those meetings before where you've got the mayor and you've got members of the city council and they're trying to decide on the right way to lead this particular city?
I've never been to one of those meetings.
No.
Before. Oh,
no.
I have, and they are a hoot.
That's where I go to C-SPAN for that.
I bring it up because a mayor in this great nation of ours is coming under fire for bringing up sphincter bleaching during this particular city council meeting.
I think one of my headphones isn't working. It sounded like you said sphincter bleaching.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, he accused one of the city council members of making her living by bleaching her own sphincter.
You can make a living doing that?
I'm in the wrong business. No. One of the council members was questioning exactly why he would bring it up during a city council meeting. It got a little bit heated. She asked, was it getting my sphincter bleached? Is that what I earned my income for? Or excuse me, he asked that, and the mayor's like, no, that was you. You did that.
What?
No go hole.
The mayor has been unavailable for comment since this particular meeting.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Seriously. Or hate us because they ain't us.
We don't know. I looked it up. There's nothing on Urban Dictionary. Was it in Florida where the mayor brought it up for some reason and then accused a member of the city council of earning her income from that?
Well, I think story number two is going to be a little bit more relatable. Have you ever, if you're a parent, had a scenario where you're asleep and then you are woken up by your child running in and jumping on you on top of the bed?
Yes.
Well, do you like it?
No.
I think most people, you know, there are better ways to sort of gradually wake up as opposed to just being jumped on. And that's especially true if you're a dude, Chelsea, and you've taken Viagra within the last little while.
Oh, no.
Because the man in story number two, apparently the night before, had enjoyed some Viagra, and let's just say its effects had not curtailed by the time morning showed.
They tell you if it lasts longer than 4 hours, get to a doctor.
His child jumped on top of him, leading to what is described as a penile fracture. And an eggplant deformity, which apparently is an actual technical term for something that can happen down below on a fella.
Do not Google eggplant deformity.
Too late.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I don't want to see it, and I don't even have one of those.
I've already...
I feel like the kid is a cover. Something else happened.
Well, that's possible, Chelsea. I mean, we've certainly heard those, although I feel like you'd come up with a better one. Although, I guess it's believable. I don't know.
When I blink, I can still see it.
Yeah, they call it an eggplant deformity because...
It looks like an eggplant?
You've seen an eggplant before.
That's not good.
No.
Chelsea?
No, I will not look at it
because
I want to not ruin my sex life. Thank you.
Good luck with your eggplant parmesan later today.
Oh, I don't want to ruin eggplant parmesan either. Two of my favorite things.
Manja.
Stop.
When you're here, your family.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, I think one of those legitimately was Italian and the other one was not. I apologize. So was he in Florida where his child broke his anatomy, leading to the eggplant deformity?
Mm.
Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story is a 4328. Cops called out for this one, Chelsea. You know what a 4328 is, right?
It's usually a muffler bracket on a Pinto.
It's a 4329. 4328 is an injured goose blocking an Arby's drive-thru. You know.
What?
4328.
Oh.
The Arby's employee called cops after a goose fell off the roof of the Arby's right into the drive-thru lane.
This is not, this can't be right.
The stunned goose was holding up the line, and they didn't know what to do about it. Who does that? Nobody, sir. Drive somewhere else. Cops did show up on the scene, but the bird had flown away before the cops had arrived. Was it in Florida where it was a loose goose in the drive-thru of the Arby's?
What's happening?
Cass is up first to try and solve our quiz. Cass, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Oh, man. I just want to say, if you got eggplant deformity, you should call a Dick Smith. So I'm going to go with story number two.
You're going to go with story?
That's pretty well done. I was concerned.
I was.
I first heard you bring it up, I thought, get your finger on the button.
Right. Woody.
Yeah. But I think we can accept that.
Yeah. No, yeah. That did not go down in Florida, Cass. Sorry.
No, the eggplant deformity, India is where that one went down. So not even in this country. And that is apparently a real term that they use. As Woody mentioned, you probably don't want to Google it. He did need surgery. And it worked, apparently. He has fully recovered, and they say he will be able to procreate down the line, should that be something that he's interested in.
Caleb, 50-50 shot for you.
Story number three.
Story number three! No, the loose goose that was blocking the Arby's drive-thru, that one actually went down in Ohio. Sadly, they don't know what happened to the goose, if it's going to be all right. They are on the lookout for a stunned goose that loves hanging out at Arby's restaurants, though. One left.
Driving a beige battering ram.
Into the house that Beef built. Jay, there's only one left. What do you think?
I'd go story number one.
Number one, yeah. The mayor of Hollandale, Florida, Hollandale Beach, as a matter of fact, is coming under fire for bringing up sphincter bleaching. Not the first time that he has come under fire for bringing up stuff. Earlier this year, he was on record as asking another city employee about certain acts that the employee may have committed while he was in prison. He asked the employee if he had ever eaten anything there in prison. This guy's the mayor because the former mayor is in jail for money laundering. So you've got a pretty nice city council going right there.
Front butt and back butt.
Hollandale Beach, Florida.
Trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.